A treasury of great hymns. The tune came to the United States from Great Britain by way of Germany, but the words to this hymn are clearly American. A Civil War general heard it on the battlefield day and night. From the U.S., My Country, 'Tis of Thee has gone around the world as a promoter of love of country and of God. We'll tell the story of its writing as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelch. Samuel F. Smith was born in Boston. He graduated from Harvard, where he mastered 15 languages. Then he attended Andover Theological Seminary, where he wrote My Country, 'Tis of Thee when he was just 24. It was a dreary day in 1831. Samuel sat in a worn chair near the stove, his feet propped on a wood box. Beside him was a stack of German hymn books he had just received. A letter from music publisher Lowell Mason explained.
The public school system in Germany gives much attention to music. We've obtained these books containing music and songs for children. When you can find time in your busy theological studies, could you please furnish me with translations of these words? Or perhaps you could write some new hymns and songs adapted to this German music.
As I leafed through the books, my attention was drawn to a tune which attracted me by its simple and natural movement and its fitness for children's choirs. At the foot of the page, I saw the German words were patriotic. This inspired me to write a patriotic hymn of my own.
Samuel found a scrap of paper and began to write.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring, my native country thee, land...
In half an hour, Samuel had written, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, just as we sing it today. He laid the song aside and nearly forgot that he had written it. But some weeks later, he remembered Lowell Mason's request and sent it off to him.
I certainly was surprised when I heard that my hymn was sung at that year's 4th of July children's celebration at Park Street Church in Boston.
For the sake of time, we must move ahead now more than 60 years to April 1895, when 5,000 people gathered in Boston's Music Hall. The governor of Massachusetts spoke. The guest of honor was Dr. Samuel F. Smith. In November of that year, he died at 87. His long and active life earned him many titles, college professor, pastor of several churches, and hymn writer. He wrote some 150 hymns. The best known, of course, is My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was a classmate of Samuel's at Harvard, wrote,
That My Country, 'Tis of Thee was a master stroke. Everyone who sings the hymn feels a personal ownership of his native land. The name of Samuel Francis Smith will be honored by every schoolchild in the land when I have been forgotten for 100 years, and his hymn will last as long as our country.
Our Father's God, to Thee, author of liberty, to Thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by Thy might, great God, our King.
Come to Bob Jones University, the opportunity place, and discover God's special place for you. There's nothing like seeing today's Bob Jones University for yourself. Experience the contentment and unity among the members of the BJU family. You'll recognize quickly that the Lord is at work at Bob Jones University. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME and let us send you more information on God's special place for you. That's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. If you're calling locally, the number is 242-5100. A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson, published by Bob Jones University Press, and comes to you from the Opportunity Place, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen again next time as we open A Treasury of Great Hymns.